Archers for the week 22 to 27 August 2004.
It's the week of the wedding, but will Emma go ahead with it?
Still to do.
Don't worry, Mum, it'll get done.
Oh, I don't know when. Those rose petals.
Clary and Pat are organising them.
Oh, yes, I know that.
But you have to let other people help, you know.
Oh, I suppose so.
What do you think of this colour, Mum?
What?
On my nails.
Oh, quite nice.
But well, will it go with the blue of my going away outfit?
Oh, I think so.
Good.
It was kind of Betty to say we can use the kitchen to get them petals into the cones.
There you are, then. So, actually, there's nothing you can do this afternoon, is there?
Well, no, but...
So you might as well relax.
I'd like to get this list done.
You and your list.
Well, I'm much happier when I can see it all written down. Then I can start ticking things off.
Some things aren't that simple.
What things?
Nothing.
Is there something you're not telling me?
Of course not.
Elizabeth hasn't changed her mind about letting us have Lower Loxley, has she?
No, why would she? Don't go making up imaginary problems.
Have you spoken to her about the catering arrangements yet?
No.
Well, when are you going to?
I'll do it.
Well, when? I need to let Clary know.
Tomorrow, probably. Stop stressing.
Oh, I just want everything to go well.
So do I, funnily enough.
Oh, of course you do. I'm sorry, love.
We're going to be busy enough later in the week. Take some time off this afternoon.
I will. When I finish this list. Then you can make sure I haven't forgotten anything.
I'll look at it when I get back.
Back? Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd pop down to the cricket.
Oh! How did Will survive his stag night?
Not too bad.
Oh, you were much more sensible to have your end night such a long time before the wedding.
Yeah. Wasn't I?
Well done, Adam. Great knock.
Oh, Brian. Didn't realise you were coming.
Oh, Jenny persuaded me to come down to cheer you on. Not that you needed it.
Thanks. But it's all down to Lucky, you know.
What?
Sid's gnome.
Oh, superstitious claptrap.
Ah, but you have to admit, we've all been playing well.
Well, except Bill Grundy.
Well, he's never our strongest. And I expect he's got other things on his mind.
Ah, oh, bad luck, Will.
Oh, I just didn't see it coming.
Well, he's their best bowler.
And I'm our worst batsman.
We all have off days. Still suffering the after effects of Friday, are you?
Maybe. Roy, about Friday.
Yeah, great night, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, but, what I said.
Did you say something?
About me and Emma?
Don't ask me, mate. I can't remember.
It was nice of you to come, Brian. I appreciate it.
Quite enjoyed myself. Nice to have a little R&R now harvest nearly over.
Yes, about that.
Not that it means much. Straight into cultivations and drilling.
Yes. I wondered if we might have a chat about cropping plans and that.
If you like, why?
I thought it'd be a good idea for us to talk them through.
Fine.
Maybe before supper.
Oh, you are keen. Oh, but Debbie's out for the day.
Yeah, but you and I can still have a chat, can't we?
So, you're set for this evening?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, it's only a rehearsal. Not much can go wrong, can it?
I hope not, but I... Oh, Emma.
Hi, Will. Roy.
Hiya.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming.
Yeah, I just fancied a breath of fresh air.
Afraid you've missed our glorious innings.
Oh, well.
Didn't think I was going to see you till tonight.
Tonight?
Hi. The wedding rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
You hadn't forgotten?
No, of course not. Don't be daft. Is Kirsty here?
Oh, yeah, over there, chatting to Tom.
Oh, yeah, I see you. See you later, then.
Oh, yeah, okay. See you.
We'll be there.
I wonder what she wants to talk to Kirsty about.
Something about her dress or flowers or her hair. You know how girls get about weddings. I mean, even sensible ones like my Ailey. She worked herself into such a state.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Wait, they're all the same.
Okay, babe, see you in a bit.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I'm glad you did. He's got a meeting with some guy about making sausages. It's all he can think about.
Oh, I see.
I must remember to go out with someone less obsessive next time.
You and Tom aren't breaking up.
No, of course not. I was joking. Emma, are you okay?
No, not really.
What?
No. I want to marry Will. I love him.
Good.
But it's so complicated. There are so many problems. I mean, the honeymoon, for one.
Well, that's supposed to be the good bit.
I know, but I'm pregnant.
Oh, Emma.
It's such a long way to fly. Suppose the flight affects the baby.
It shouldn't do, should it? It's only when you're very pregnant you're not supposed to fly.
It'll be so hot.
Great.
Not at the moment, the way I feel. And Will's got all these trips planned.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
But I'm getting so tired sometimes. Just suddenly. Suppose I'm too tired to go out.
Tell him it's the heat.
Suppose I could.
Well, you could just tell him you're pregnant.
Can't do that. Not yet.
When are you planning to tell him, Em?
We seem to be doing well so far. The yield figures have been pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad, considering.
Up on last year?
Four Oaks didn't do so well.
Well, not good ground, is it?
No, that's true. No, it never does that well.
I was pleased with Broadbank, though.
Yes, why that particularly?
Well, if you remember, you were thinking about going over to that new variety.
Oh, was I?
But I reckoned we should stick with it.
Oh, yes. Well, looks like you were right, then.
So how about we stay with it a bit longer?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's quite a yield penalty.
Not in the disease here, there isn't.
True. Well, I'll have a talk about it to Debbie.
Yeah, okay. But she's not going to tell you anything different.
Well, anyway...
I do know what I'm talking about.
Of course you do, Adam. It's just that with the strawberries and everything...
Well, they're pretty well organised now. I can think about other things.
Now, it's all quite straightforward. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a run through the service.
Good.
I know some couples get a bit nervous when I get to the any just cause or impediment bit.
Do they?
In all my years as a vicar, I've never known anyone stand up and shout, "It should have been me!"
Well, that's a relief, isn't it, Em?
Yeah.
Now, I know you both want to read poems, don't you? I thought that might be an appropriate time. But we try it anyway.
Yeah, well, I've bought mine.
Well, I haven't quite decided yet.
Well...
That's not a problem. It's not a problem. I just need to know, roughly, how long it's going to be.
Sure.
So this guy's got quite a big operation going from the sound of it.
And Tom fancies following in his footsteps.
Yeah, he's hoping it might give him ideas for new lines.
Well, he's doing okay with the ones he's got already, isn't he?
Well, okay would never be good enough for Tom. Here we are. One pint of Shire's, one gin and tonic.
There you go. That should cover it. I'll keep the change.
Oh, thanks very much.
And how's Helen? Haven't seen much of her lately. We've been so busy.
Oh, perking up a bit, I think. She wants us to go on a little shopping trip to get an outfit for Will and Emma's wedding.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, although it might be because none of her clothes fit her anymore.
Always good to have an excuse.
I suppose. It's the rehearsal tonight.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. What a business, hey? Getting married.
Yeah.
The vows you are about to take are to be made in the presence of God, who is judge of all, and knows all the secrets of our hearts. Therefore, if either of you knows a reason why you may not lawfully marry, you are to declare it now. Now, Emma and Will have some special words they'd like to say to each other before we proceed with the service. Emma.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and height. No, this is stupid.
Emma?
I mean, it's silly me reading my poem when you're not reading yours. Can't we just get on? I'll read it on the day.
So how did it go?
Oh, all right, I suppose. Except Will hasn't chosen his poem yet.
Oh, well, not really a poetry sort of guy, is he?
Oh, that's what's worrying me. Suppose we don't hear it till the service and it's awful. Emma's, he's so lovely.
Oh, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, they were such a romantic couple, her and Robert Browning.
Yeah. I think they eloped.
And Emma wouldn't even recite it because Will didn't have his.
Wouldn't she?
I don't blame her. But now, of course, we don't know how long the service will be.
How does that matter? As long as they get past the I wills.
Well, Elizabeth needs to know what time to expect us at Lower Loxley.
Oh, well, 10 minutes either way isn't going to hurt.
At least I suppose she does. Emma hasn't even... Oh, hello, love.
I am.
Thank God that's over.
Well, you know what they say. Bad dress rehearsal, good first night.
Oh, it went quite smoothly, really.
I suppose it did.
Apart from Will not having his poem ready yet.
Oh, Mum, he's got a lot on his plate.
Oh, haven't we all?
He's got so much to do on the shoot before he goes.
Oh, couldn't he forget his precious birds just for a minute?
No, he's still on his probationary period as their keeper. We won't know if he's okay till we get back. He doesn't want Mr. Aldridge to think he's been slacking off.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
It doesn't matter if he never comes up with a poem. We can just drop him.
Oh, but yours is so beautiful.
Well, maybe you could find one for him.
Me? No, I'm far too busy.
There you are, then. Clary's over there. Why don't you go and harass her about the rose petals?
I'm not harassing people.
She said she wanted to talk to you about them.
Oh, did she? Oh, dear.
I hope there isn't a problem.
Of course there isn't.
I just driving me nuts.
Oh, she's the mother of the bride. What did you expect?
There'll be one wedding and a funeral if she doesn't back off.
Don't take it out on you, poor man.
What?
Well, you wouldn't read your poem.
I just froze. I heard the words I was saying and... Kirstie, I do love Will all those ways. Of course I do, or I wouldn't be marrying him.
I know.
But Alan had just said that thing about God knowing all the secrets in our hearts.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was the baby and Will not knowing. I just feel so guilty. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Make a great dad.
I know he will, or I wouldn't...
And he wouldn't be marrying
him. No.
Well, do you want him to think that's the only reason you are?
What? No, of course not.
Well, that's what it's going to look like if you don't tell him till afterwards.
I haven't thought of that.
Emma, I know you think this baby...
I haven't changed my mind. I'm having it.
And you're marrying Will?
Yes.
Then you've got to think seriously about when you're going to tell him.
You think I should do it now?
It doesn't matter what I think. I just don't want you to...
What?
Just choose the right moment, Emma. You'll know when that is.
I was talking to Kirsty again.
It's a free country.
I look very serious.
I was probably discussing nail polish or something.
You don't have to try and cheer me up.
I do. It's the best man's job, keeping the groom's nerves under control.
Oh, I've got a right to be nervous.
Oh, marrying one of the prettiest, cleverest, nicest girls in the village?
Ooh, yeah.
Well, it must be a worry.
It is.
But don't you think you're up to it?
You know I don't.
That's just the booze talking.
I thought you didn't remember what I said.
Oh, forget it. Concentrate on the fact she's crazy about you.
She didn't want to read her poem.
Did you? Only because you hadn't got yours.
It was more than that. Something's wrong.
Right. Let's just suppose for a minute something is.
You think I'm right?
No, I think you're wrong, but you're the one that matters. And if you really think there's a problem...
Yeah, I do.
There's an easy way to find out, isn't there?
Bert is hard at work.
Bert! Bert! Can I have a word?
Yeah, right, Jar.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, we're nearly done.
Yeah, it's looking good. Seems to be breaking down fairly well, considering it's still quite dry.
Oh, yeah, it's all ready for sowing.
Well, let's hope it's a lot more productive than the old sword.
Well, we'll be able to measure it, won't we? All scientific-like.
Will we?
Sam will go over it with that plate meter of his, and we'll have all the answers we need.
Yeah, I suppose we will.
Well, do you know, we managed without it.
No. Anyway, listen, Ruth and I are going over to Lower Loxley tonight, so if you want to pop back a bit early...
Yeah, right, yeah.
I could do without an evening out, but with Mum going for this flying lesson...
I thought that was Thursday.
Oh, it is, but she and Elizabeth are going over tomorrow to meet the instructor.
Oh, you bet she's excited.
Oh, she is, yeah.
I wouldn't fancy it.
No?
Not many women would think about taking up flying at her age.
I know.
Very brave.
Well, that's one word for it.
So Susan and Clary will come up the night before to get the tables laid.
That's great.
And I'll get some coffee and biscuits laid on for them.
Thank you.
I might be able to lend them a hand myself. I certainly will if I can.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Oh, I still get excited about weddings, even though we do so many now.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a special day. You want everything to go right.
I know.
So, Nigel and Kathy will be around to welcome your guests and get them settled.
That's very kind of them.
Well, they volunteered. Oh, and I've made sure there's a room free for you and Will to change into your going-away outfits.
Thank you.
You've got to get your honeymoon off to a good start.
Yeah. Everyone's been so kind to me. I don't deserve it.
Oh, Emma. Emma, what's the matter?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I've got no right to cry.
Don't be silly. Of course you can cry if you want to. All brides are weepy. I know I was.
Were you?
Oh, floods all the time. It's a wonder Nigel didn't change his mind.
It's just all the attention and it's all for me and... I just don't feel up to it.
I understand. I was terrified.
Really?
Yes. You probably don't know this. It's ancient history. But Nigel and I had been engaged before.
No, I didn't.
I was so scared something might go wrong again.
Yeah?
But as you see, it didn't.
No. You're such... Why, such a couple.
All down to Nigel, I'm afraid. I was a very silly girl.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. You've no idea. I thought love should be all fireworks and excitement.
Yeah.
But I learnt the hard way that it isn't. A very hard way. The man I was seeing before Nigel, he was...
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
You haven't. You've reminded me how lucky I am. Nigel stood by me through everything.
Yeah.
Thank heavens I came to my senses and realised what a treasure he is. Whenever I need him, he's there. He never, never fails me. He never has.
Will's like that. That's why I love him.
You're a lucky girl too, then.
Yeah. But what is... How hard to tell what he's thinking sometimes.
I know what you mean. These quiet ones.
Don't know what I think myself.
Have you talked to him about it?
No, I don't want to upset him.
Well, don't you think it might upset him more if he thinks you're keeping something back?
Maybe.
Talk it through. It's the only way.
All finished for the day?
Just get a pile of rose down, that's me done.
I've just been in to take a look at the rosebud.
Oh, yeah. One of your favourites, is she?
Oh, I just think she might leave out the crowd.
I know. Thanks for the tip. I'll keep an eye on her this evening.
Just thought I'd mention it. David and I popped over to Lower Locksley for supper.
That's nice.
You shouldn't leave that late back. You can always ring if there's a problem.
No need to interrupt your cosy family evening.
I don't know if it's going to be that. We're all a bit worried about this flying lesson of Jill's. David in particular.
You're taking my name in vain.
I was only saying you're not very happy about Jill's flying lesson.
Oh, well, perhaps Elizabeth will be able to talk her out of it when she actually sees the microlite.
You want to bet?
Okay. Hey, by the way, Sam, you'll be pleased to know that Bert is now definitely a total convert to your plate meter.
Yeah, that's good.
He was even lecturing me about its virtues this afternoon.
Was he?
And to think that when he first saw it, he thought it was a metal detector.
Come on. Come on, please answer.
Emma?
Oh, Will. Sorry to bother you. I know you got a lot on with the shoot this week.
That's all right.
And you probably wanted to work this evening, but, could you please meet me at the ball for a drink? There's something I want to...
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, is that okay?
It's fine. If you hadn't rung me, I was going to ring you.
Is Nigel not joining us?
I'll drag him down for supper.
Busy in the office.
Not really. He's helping Julia surf the net.
Julia's into the net?
She is now she's realised she's on it.
What, so she just sits there and gazes at her youthful self?
I wish. It's made her realise there's a market for theatrical memorabilia.
I suppose there must be.
Yeah, her fan had saved an old programme. And of course she's got loads of those.
I'll bet.
From every show she was ever in. Even if she was just in the chorus.
It's nice to have your memories.
Especially if you can sell them.
Well, I suppose everyone needs a hobby.
Except our mother.
I thought you didn't think this flying lark was a good idea either.
I've changed my mind. I mean, why shouldn't she have a bit of fun?
Yeah, all right. I mean, a bit of fun is one thing, but flying a plane at her age...
David, I'll check it all out. That's why I'm taking her to the airfield tomorrow.
But when she actually sees the plane, I mean, it'll seem so tiny. Surely you can talk her out of it then.
Well, not if she still wants to do it.
She's very proud of her declaration of fitness certificate.
No one's disputing that she is fantastically fit for her age.
You seem to be.
On the ground. But who knows what might happen once she's up in the air?
She might have a wonderful time. You are just jealous.
Oh, come on, Bert, be in.
Hello? Bert Freud speaking?
Bert, Sam. Sorry to bother you, but I've got a difficult calving. The calf stuck at the hips.
Oh, dear, dear.
Yeah, I could do with another pair of hands. Any chance you could come over?
I'm glad you could come.
Well, I'm glad you suggested it.
The thing is...
We're after you.
No, you first.
And you rang me.
You were going to.
I just feel like there's something bothering you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I wish you'd tell me what it is.
All right. This is hard. Will...
It's my poem, isn't it? You're angry because I haven't been able to find one.
Your poem? No. Don't care about that.
It's so hard. I want to find one that will... I'll let you know how I feel about you.
I know how you feel about me, and I feel the same.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what makes it so hard.
You want to call it off?
No, of course I don't.
Then what is it?
I don't know how to tell you.
It's the honeymoon. Must be.
Well, yeah, in a way, but...
I know you were disappointed we couldn't go to the Dominican Republic, but we thought Mexico would be even better. You were so excited.
I was. I am, but...
But you don't want to go anymore.
I'm worried it might be too hot.
You said you wanted somewhere hot.
After such a long flight, we'll be tired and it's all just too much.
I could try and change it. I don't think they'll give us our money back.
No, Will.
What would they offer us at such short notice? Where would you like to go?
No, Will, it's fine. I'm just being silly. Yeah, Mexico's fine.
I thought you were looking forward to it.
I am. Of course I am. I'll be with you. That's all that matters. Maybe then...
Are you sure? You seem so...
Don't take any notice of me. I don't know what I want.
I'd do anything for you.
I know. I know. I love you, Will. You do believe that, don't you?
Of course I do.
Good. Well, that's all right, then.
You tried her on her back, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Because that sometimes works.
Not this time. When I could see it wasn't going, I rang you.
Yeah. You want to try turn the calf?
If I can. I've got the legs tight ready.
Yes.
You could just hold them steady while I push the bar between them.
Right.
I know, girl. We're doing the best we can.
You're up to the elbows anyway.
Yeah. Now, if you pull on the rope next time she has a contraction, I'll try and rotate the calf.
Right you are.
Right, here we go.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. Nice and steady.
Here you do.
I think I'm nearly there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's done it. Oh, well done, girl. Thanks, Bert.
Oh, any time.
Right, come on, Rosebud. One more push.
Thanks for coming out. I feel a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. When I said that about the honeymoon out loud, I could hear how silly it was.
You're sure?
It'll be lovely. We'll be relaxed. Plenty of time to talk then.
I suppose so. Well, car's over here.
I don't think I'll come back to the Dower House, if you don't mind.
Oh. No, that's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, of course.
Need to talk to Mum about Thursday night. Sorting the table decorations at Lower Loxley.
Oh, I can give you a lift.
No, I'll be fine. It's a lovely evening, I'll walk. Clear my head.
Okay. So shall I see you before Friday, do you think?
I should think so. I'll call you.
Right you are.
Come on then. Give us a kiss. Night, Will.
Yeah, night.
Evening, Emma. Lovely evening, isn't
it? Hi, Bert.
Evening, Will.
Evening, Bert.
Fancy joining us?
We've just delivered a nice, healthy heifer.
Mother and calf doing well.
So the drinks are on me.
No, thanks. I've had enough for one night.
Elizabeth is taking Jill to the airfield.
Julia's really keen, is she?
Now she's found these sites on the net where people sell theatrical memorabilia, there's no stopping her.
I suppose she's got a lot of that.
Oh, boxes and boxes. Programmes, posters, plus trunks full of her old costumes.
Heavens! Where does she keep them all?
In our attic. She's harassing Nigel to get them down so she can sort them out.
She doesn't need the money, surely?
No, it's not that so much. She's just thrilled people might still remember her.
Yes, I can imagine. You do sometimes start to feel as if the world you knew has left you behind.
You don't feel like that, surely, Mum?
Well, not usually, love. But it was a wrench to leave Brookfield.
Well, you seem to cope very well.
I'm glad you thought so. But it is hard to accept you're not at the centre of things anymore.
You might get some perspective on it if you're looking down from the clouds.
Well, it'll be a rehearsal.
Mum?
I was joking. No, I'm feeling full of life. That's why I want to do this.
And will you really be able to fly as far as Ambridge?
Yes, I checked. The lesson takes an hour, and we should be able to get there.
Well, that'll be interesting.
He said I could pay for an extra half hour if I wanted to be sure.
Seems an awfully long time to be up in the air.
I may never do it again. I should make the most of it.
Of course. And you'll actually be flying the plane for some of the time?
Yes. It's dual control.
All that concentrating, won't you find it tiring?
That's the kind of thing I wanted to talk through with them today. And I'm dying to see the plane.
So am I.
It's a wonderful airfield, apparently. All sorts of facilities. They've even got a campsite.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, some people come and camp for a few days before their lesson. I did think about it.
Mum.
But your father wasn't keen.
Oh, poor Dad. He's really quite nervous for you, isn't he?
He's all for me doing it. Just doesn't want to be there when I do.
Oh, I'm not sure if I can get Thursday morning off now, Mum. I'll have to check whether Nigel can cover me.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. David and Ruth have offered to take me.
Have they? They didn't mention it.
It's easier for them to leave the farm now Sam's running the herd.
Yeah, they were saying that, even so.
It's very kind of them.
Isn't it?
I know you're all worried about me, but you don't have to be, honestly.
I know. I wasn't thinking that.
Oh, I realise. They're both hoping I'll change my mind at the last minute and they'll be able to go instead.
I expect so.
Well, they're not going to get the chance.
you've done that feeder already, Will.
What? Oh, yeah. Of course I have. Stupid.
Ah, well, no harm done. We all make mistakes. You're bound to be preoccupied.
Am I? Why?
Well, you're getting married a Friday. Or had you forgotten?
No, I hadn't.
Will, is something the matter?
No.
If there is, you know you can tell me. It won't go no further.
Oh, I'm probably just being silly.
Wedding nerves?
Oh, if anyone else says that to me, I'm going to deck
them. Oi, Will.
Oh, I'm sorry, George. I didn't mean you. It's just...
Come on, lad. Better out than in.
I'm worried about Emma.
I see.
She just seems so distant. And please don't tell me all brides get like that.
No, I wasn't going to. Have you talked to her about it?
I tried. And she tried too, but it's as if we just can't get through to each other.
Well, maybe it'll be easier after the wedding.
If there is one.
You're not thinking of calling it off?
No, I'm not. She might be having second thoughts, though.
Whatever makes you think that?
I'm not good enough for a job.
Oh, come on, that's just daft.
No, it's not. She's so clever. Look at that wonderful poem she's found. And I can't come up with anything.
Has she said it matters?
No, but... And then there's the honeymoon.
Mexico, isn't it? Now, that's exciting.
Well, I thought so, and she did too, but now...
She's not so keen?
No. I don't know. Maybe it's the wrong bit. Not enough trips to temples and stuff to interest her.
You think she doesn't want to marry you because you don't like looking round all ruins? That's just ridiculous.
It's a sign, though, isn't it?
Is it? What of?
That we're not, you know, compatible.
Is that what she says?
Well, no, but...
Oh, look, Emma's a really straight girl. If there was a problem...
She'd tell me, yeah, I know. That's why I think it must be a pretty big one. Because there's something she's not telling me. I know there is. And what else could it be?
I knew a clever girl once.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Refined, cultured, very posh interests, good family, well-respected around here.
Yeah.
And you know what I did, Will? I married her.
Oh, you mean...
Yes. Do you think I ever thought I was good enough for Chris?
Well...
We were from completely different worlds. Much more different backgrounds than you and Emma.
I suppose. But did you really think that?
Of course I did. Took all the courage I had to ask her out, let alone propose.
Right.
Especially when I knew half the village was saying it wouldn't last.
Really?
Ooh, yes. An archer marrying a divorced man and a recovering alcoholic at that. It was quite a scandal.
Oh, I never thought.
Well, as far as I can see, everyone in the village thinks you and Emma are perfectly suited.
I don't feel like it at the moment.
All couples have their ups and downs. You have to expect that.
I suppose so.
The important thing is that you love one another. That'll pull you through everything. Look at me and Chris.
Oh, this is pretty. Not that keen on the colour, though.
No, I've never really been a fan of pastels. I feel guilty about leaving Mum on her own.
Oh, she didn't seem to mind. The shop's quiet.
Well, it's good to have a lunch break together.
Yeah. Well, your mum wants you to find something nice. Anyway, it sounded to me as if she was quite glad to get away from the farm for a bit.
From Tom, you mean?
I know how she feels. If I had one more interesting fact about this independent sausage maker...
His 2 dozen employees.
His 2 refrigerated lorries.
Does he want you to cook out one of the sample packs?
Oh, yeah. It's what we're having for supper tonight.
It's what we had for breakfast this morning.
Oh, you've got to give him credit for enthusiasm.
Oh, you have.
He's got big plans for expansion.
Mum was trying to calm him down a bit.
Has she?
Yeah, thinks it'd be more sensible to consolidate his present lines before he thinks about increasing them.
Mm. 2 types of sausages and a few pork joints aren't going to satisfy him now.
I know.
He says you've got to take your chances in life, otherwise you end up like...
My dad? It's all right, Kirsty. Well, by the way, what Tom thinks about Dad, including Dad.
I'm always telling him Tony's done pretty well for himself, whatever he thinks.
Yeah. And he was quite the live wire when he was young. Or so Mum says.
Hmm.
I know it's hard to imagine.
It is since he started wearing those glasses.
Mum is begging him to get a new pair for the wedding. Oh, drink this.
Well, it's definitely not pastel.
I love red. Greg always makes a statement, don't you think?
Well, that dress would. Well, he didn't think you were into spaghetti straps.
I don't know. I'm going to try it on.
It's very nice of you to show us round.
It's a pleasure. Now, here's the plane.
It's very small, isn't it?
Quite safe, though. Very stable. What we say is, you don't fly it, it flies you.
I think it's lovely. I didn't realise we'd be flying side by side.
Yes, just like in the big planes, pilot and co-pilot.
You've seen too many First World War films, Mum. It is dual control, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And, of course, I'll do the takeoff and landing.
Thank goodness for that.
But once we've got going, you can take the controls.
How exciting. And will we be able to go over Ambridge?
Not the village. We have to keep 500 feet away from buildings. But I'm sure you'll be able to see the family farm.
Or our grounds. I'll wave, Mum.
Well, looky here with our location. Lots of unrestricted airspace.
And some beautiful countryside.
It's a lovely airfield. I didn't expect it to be so big.
Yes. Runways, control tower, I mean, hangars, everything.
You forgot the cafe and the bar, very important for nervous relatives. It was a training ground for glider pilots in World War II.
Really? Elizabeth, isn't that thrilling?
Yeah, Mum.
I've always wanted to do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Johnson was a heroine of mine.
Well, things have moved on a little since her day. When you come on Thursday, the first thing I shall do is talk you through all the safety procedures.
Do you have many senior citizens flying?
She means old fogies.
Yes, I've taken up an 80-year-old.
Good heavens.
You see, I'm quite a fledgling.
If you're fit to drive, you're fit to fly. And you've got your certificate, haven't you?
Yes, I brought it with me.
Wonderful. So we'll see you on Thursday then, shall we?
Yes. I can't wait.
What are you doing in there?
Just a minute.
How you come then? Give us a twirl.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Kirsty. Don't look as bad as that, do I?
Oh, no, no. Good God, no. It's a lovely dress. It's just...
What?
I suppose I'm not used to seeing you so... uncovered.
You think I shouldn't be flaunting so much flesh at a wedding?
Oh, hardly. But don't you think you might be a bit cold?
You sound like Gran. Look, if you think it's too revealing, just say.
Look, I think it might look even better with a little cardi. You know, there's some really nice ones about.
Oh, I don't want to look frumpy.
Helen, you're miles away from frumpy.
You don't think it's too tight?
No, of course not.
I bet Emma's lost weight, hasn't she? All brides do.
Not necessarily.
Well, this will do. Come on. If we're quick, we should have time to find some shoes.
I hope Brian doesn't come up while we're away.
Well, it wouldn't matter if he did. We're entitled to a lunch break.
We normally eat our sandwiches there.
Oh, I think you need to get some hot food inside you.
I haven't been feeling very hungry lately.
Oh, it's the bride who's supposed to lose weight, not the groom. One of Jolene's specials, that should see you right.
I just don't want to leave him with a bad impression.
You won't.
I wish I knew whether he was going to confirm his head keeper.
Oh, your probationary period's nearly up now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It'd be great to know before me and him go away.
So why not ask him?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. But if we knew we were coming back to a place of our own, that might make all the difference to him.
Would it?
Yeah. It'd be like a new start.
And your flat's very cosy.
Yes, but we've been there all the time we've been engaged.
See what you mean.
And there's those Americans in the main part of the house.
I didn't think that bothered you.
Well, you know, they're always very nice, but you know, it doesn't feel, you know, private.
No.
That's odd.
What is?
Lucky.
What?
The gnome.
What about him?
Oh, he's not here.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I was going to pat him for luck. Where's he gone?
More problems for Adam.
Adam! Adam! What are you doing?
Sorry, Dad. Can't hear you. Hang on a minute.
Sorry to interrupt, but...
No, that's okay.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm ploughing.
Yeah, I can see that.
If you're worried about the strawberries, I went down there first. It's all under control.
No, it's not that. Why are you ploughing at all?
For the wheat.
But we're putting rape in here.
No, you're wrong. I had a chat with Brian about it on Sunday, and we decided to do another wheat.
Well, I had a chat with him last night, and we decided to go for rape.
Oh.
This field's always a tricky one. It was a bit iffy last year. Anyway, it's in the field plan now.
I see. And it would have been nice if someone had told me you'd changed your mind.
I haven't. I always thought it would do better with rape.
Okay. Fine. Still would have been nice if someone had mentioned it before I started.
Well, maybe you should have checked before you started.
Well, I didn't think that... Yeah, maybe I should.
I'm sorry you've wasted your time.
Oh, well.
Mintel would have been better, of course.
It won't make that much difference.
No, well, establishment costs will be higher, but no. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
Come on, some of us have got work to do.
All right. Where's the fire?
Oh, hello, darling. I'd have come quicker if I'd realised it was you.
Sorry, weren't you expecting us this morning?
Yes, I wouldn't forget that. Ringed in red on my calendar.
I didn't mean to wake you up.
Oh, never been one of nature's larks. Up before 7, dead by 11, that's what I say.
Oh, right.
And I was having the most wonderful dream.
Were you?
I think you were in it.
Was I?
There's no need to look so terrified, darling. Didn't you ever dream about me?
No, I mean, I don't really dream much.
Everyone dreams. It's just a question of whether you remember it or not. I shan't forget our dream in a long time.
If you want to go back to bed...
No, not now you're here.
Or get dressed.
Oh, forgive my disobey. But you were ringing that doorbell so insistently I didn't have time to put a dressing gown on.
All right. I should go back and get it then.
Oh, no, there's no need. Oh, it's a lovely morning. There's nothing like the feel of the sweet summer air on your bare legs, isn't there?
I don't know. I sleep in pyjamas myself.
Do you, darling? How disappointing. Not what I'd pictured at all.
If you want to, whatever, I can wait for Eddie here. He should be here.
Well, he's like me, sweetie. He likes his bed. Don't you like yours?
Or I could make a start round the back.
No, don't be silly. Wait till Eddie gets here.
I don't mind. I'd rather...
No. Lazy hound. Why should you start work before he does?
Oh, it's all right. Really?
Not with me, it isn't. We can carry on our little chat. I'll make you a nice cup of tea while you're waiting.
No, I don't want to put you out.
You're not.
I've just had my breakfast.
Well, that must have been hours ago. I'm sure a growing boy like you can always find room for a little something extra.
What?
I'm offering you a piece of toast, darling. Don't get too excited.
Morning, Adam.
Oh, hi, Brian.
You've made a good job of that field.
Well, thank you.
You should think about going in for a ploughing competition this year.
Well, it might be a good bit of ploughing. Shame it's totally unnecessary.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Well, Debbie told me you and she had decided this field is down for rape now.
Oh, is it? Well, if Debbie said so, it must be right. I mean, she's much better at keeping track of these things than I am.
But you and I decided it should be down for wheat.
When was that?
On Sunday, when we had our chat. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, I told you. Would have been better if Debbie'd been in on that.
Well, maybe, but since it was what we'd decided...
Ah, yes, yes, but you see, when Debbie and I talked it through last night, I could see it made much more sense for it to be rape.
Because Debbie says so.
Hmm. Well, I mean, she's usually got a good instinct for these things. And she made a good case.
It would have been nice if someone had told me. I wouldn't have wasted my morning then.
Yes, because it'll push the cost up. You could have gone for Mintil.
I know that, Brian.
It's just a pity you didn't check with Debbie.
I didn't realise I needed to. If you'd told me you'd changed your mind...
I really don't have time to run through every little detail of the routine farm work with you.
It was hardly a little detail.
As I said, if you'd checked with Debbie...
Why would I? I thought you and I'd agreed.
Look, you can't expect me to be your go-between.
I don't, but I didn't expect you...
What?
Nothing. Doesn't matter.
Adam... It should be a help having Debbie back with us, not a hindrance.
I know.
I'm sure if you just consult each other a bit more, it'll all be fine.
I'll bear that in mind.
And I wish you would. I can't always be sorting out everyday problems like this.
No.
You were very keen to tell me I didn't have to think about retiring because you were quite happy to take the burden of the everyday routine off me.
I know.
So you'll appreciate why I find it a bit odd that you're running to me now with every little detail.
It's not like that. But ever since Debbie came back...
Oh, heavens, that should make things easier. Two of you to share the work.
It should, if that's what we were doing.
You just need to communicate a bit more, that's all. Then it will be perfect.
Are you sure you don't want to take your tea inside? It is a bit blowy.
I thought you liked the feel of the sweet summer air on your bare legs.
Yes, I did say that, didn't I? Clever boy. Still waters run deep.
I'll stay here, thank you.
Oh, well, that's telling me. Masterful. I like that in a man.
I'll finish my tea and be getting on then.
I've got a little job for you.
What job?
Oh, just a little task. Upstairs.
Upstairs?
Hmm. The hand wash basin. In the bedroom. The tap drips.
Does it?
Hmm, yeah. Drip, drip, drip all night long. Quite reminds me of... Anyway, it's driving me mad.
Oh, dear.
And it's depriving me of my beauty sleep, and we can't have that, can we?
No, I should think you need it.
Oh, ho, ho, sharp this morning, aren't we? Tea seems to have livened you up. I thought it would.
What did you put in it?
Hot water, darling. What do you take me for? Well, maybe you better not answer that in the mood you're in.
I'm not a plumber, Lillian.
Well, I'm sure you can turn your hand to anything, can't you? A bit strong.
Morning, all.
Eddie, where the hell have you been?
A good morning to you. I got held up.
Darling, what is that under your arm? I know I help you sell the things, but I really don't want any gnomes in my garden.
That's lucky. I thought he'd gone missing.
He had, but I found him. That's what held me up.
What have you been doing with him? Giving him a bath?
A fish him out of the duck pond.
What was he doing there?
Well, that is a very good question.
Oh, darling, don't stand there dripping all over my patio.
I'll go and get you that old towel out the van. You can wipe him down.
Oh, don't bother. I'll just put him in the garden, leave him to dry in the sun.
Oh, it's no problem. I'll get it.
Ooh, he's being very helpful this morning.
Oh, well, to you, maybe, darling. I haven't got much joy out of him.
Lillian, what have you been up to?
Nothing. Just being friendly.
Oh, you shouldn't tease the laddie. He can't handle it.
I wouldn't say that. He was giving as good as he got just now. It was quite stimulating.
But he's supposed to be working.
But, darling, he's such a sitting duck. I can't resist it.
I wish you'd try. Look, I don't want you getting any more hot and bothered.
Yeah, well, there's not much chance of that. Oh, he's having a game, darling.
Yeah, I know your games. Look, is it all right if I put Lucky down here?
I suppose so.
He's not staying long.
Oh, he won't be. I'll be taking him back to the ball to collect my reward.
Oh, good heavens. Don't tell me there's a price on his hat.
William said Sid was frantic when he realised Lucky'd gone missing. So finding my little friend here might turn out to be very lucky for me.
Oh, hello, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Any coffee going?
Yeah, just made some.
Oh, great.
Oh, Dad, I've got a message for you. George phoned.
Oh, yeah?
He wonders when you're going to tell Will whether he's passed his probation.
Ah, well, technically the 3 months end while he's on honeymoon.
Yeah, I think George was hoping he might be able to do it before he went. He has passed, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I was planning to do it tomorrow, actually. Make an early wedding present.
Oh, I think he'd appreciate it.
I'd have done it before, but I was wondering what to do about offering him accommodation.
Well, it goes with the job, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's Greg's cottage.
Oh, I see. I hadn't thought.
And would you want to start your married life, sir?
Oh, yeah, that is tricky. Well, you just have to ask. See what he says.
Won't seem insensitive.
Not if you make it quite clear you'll understand if he turns it down. You went through all that dreadful business together, didn't you?
Oh, God, yeah, we did.
He knows he can be honest with you about it.
Yeah.
He may not mind. Well, you should at least give him the option.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you're so clear-sighted about these things, Debbie. It's good to have you back.
Well, thanks. I'm not sure everyone feels that way.
Don't be silly. Jenny's over the moon. Alice is like a pony on oats. And you know how I feel.
Yeah, you left someone off your list.
Who? Oh, Adam.
Yeah, I sometimes get the impression he thinks I'm treading on his toes a bit.
We should get them out of the way then, shouldn't he? I wouldn't worry about it, darling. It's all going swimmingly as far as I can see.
Any luck?
I've got these on the house.
Well, so that's something.
You'd think he'd be a bit more grateful. Brought a lot of business to this pub, Lucky has.
No.
Alistair and all the cricket team pat his hat, and look what happened.
What?
We won.
Good.
Sid reckons it might have been a rival cricket team that stole him.
Well, their aim wasn't very good if they could only throw him as far as the duck pond.
Yeah, I think it was more likely to be kids mucking about. Still, if that's what Sid reckons, you'd think you'd be more grateful that I found him.
Yeah, I know, darling, you did mention that.
I expected a fiver at the very least.
Look, I'll buy the next round if it'll cheer you up.
Not that the money matters. It's the principle of the thing.
Lunch too, if you like.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
Call it a present for the father of the groom.
You know how to treat people right.
Thank you, darling.
Well, that's Sid Purse.
Now, how's it all going, anyway? The wedding preparations?
Oh, it's a nightmare. Clary's stuffing rose petals into cones, and Dad's polishing all his horse brasses. And as for Will...
Yeah, how's he holding up?
Oh, he's a funny lad.
He's a lovely lad.
Oh, he's so serious. Don't know where he gets it from.
Not you.
This is his last week of freedom. He should be out enjoying himself. The way he's carrying on, you think we were going to bury him, not marry him.
Jill takes to the skies.
It's very nice of you both to come with me this morning.
Well, we couldn't let Elizabeth have all the fun. Besides, we're a bit...
She said the airfield's a great place.
It is. You'll find lots to do while I'm soaring into the wide blue yonder.
We'll be watching you.
Not for long. I should be way over the horizon.
You don't just circle around the airfield, then?
Good heavens, no. How could I see Brookfield?
That's a long way to fly.
Not at the speed we're going.
Those little planes can't go too fast, surely.
Depends on the weather. A crosswind would slow you down.
Yeah, of course, but surely...
And a tailwind would speed you up. 60 to 70 knots is about average, I think he said.
Is that fast?
And what's your average height?
Depends on the weather.
Everything seems to...
If we've got cloud cover, well, the cloud base is about 1,000 feet.
Is it?
So we could only go up about 800.
You are a mine of information.
But a nice clear day like today, we could go as high as 10,000.
10,000 feet?
It is rather the point of being in a plane, you know.
Of course, but...
You're not worried, are you? Elizabeth wasn't.
Oh, well, Elizabeth.
We just like to see things for ourselves.
Both of you.
It's a lovely morning.
Just as well, from the sound of it.
I'm surprised you didn't have things to do on the farm.
Oh, Bert and Sam were quite confident they could run the place without us.
Even so, I appreciate it.
Don't mention it.
It's fine.
At least it means you'll be able to hold each other's hands.
Why would we want to do that?
We want you to have a great time.
There's nothing to worry about. The only thing that really bothered me was...
Yeah, what?
My weight.
Your weight?
There's a limit.
And what is it?
15 stone.
Counting the two of you?
No, per person.
You were worried you were 15 stone.
Oh, yeah, Mum, that was really going to be a problem.
That's better. Enjoy yourselves, I'm going to.
Morning, Will.
Oh, hello.
Hard at it, I see.
Always check the feeders first thing.
It's good to have a routine.
That's what Greg taught me.
And you're a credit to him, Will. I came to tell you, you've passed your probationary period.
Really?
Yes. Come, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you'd like to know before the wedding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's very kind of you.
Oh, well, there's never any question in my mind, really.
I'm very grateful. I can't take it in. Me, head keeper.
Two new starts in life, then.
Yeah.
That, getting married. How are the wedding preparations going?
Yeah, all right, I think. Hope I've done everything I need to.
There's not much for the groom to do, is there, except turn up?
Well, you'd be surprised. Emma and me had to buy presents for the bridesmaids and the page boy.
Oh, yes.
And then I've arranged for two bouquets to be presented to Mum and Susan at the reception.
Oh, well, that's a nice touch.
They've worked so hard for us. Up till all hours last night at Willow Farm, stuffing rose petals into cones.
What on earth? Oh.
Confetti.
Oh.
Yeah, Mum's going to strew some over the tables at Lower Larksley too.
Oh, that's lovely. Will...
Neil and Christopher are going to give us a quarter peal on the bells tomorrow morning.
Now, look, there was one other thing I needed to talk to you about.
Oh, yes?
It's a bit delicate.
Is it?
As you know, an estate cottage usually goes with the hipkeeper's job.
Well, you've got to be close to the birds.
And I'm more than happy for you and Emma to move into... well, into Greg's cottage.
Right.
But I would also quite understand if you don't want to.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I'd try and make other arrangements for you, though I haven't quite thought what yet.
No.
We could talk about it when you get back.
But it's okay with you if we have Greg's cottage?
Certainly, but if there's the slightest doubt in your mind...
No, no, I've always thought we'd live there. Like you said, it goes with the job.
I'm glad you feel like that, because I just thought that maybe in the circumstances...
Well, it's what Greg would have wanted.
Well, I suppose it is.
He didn't... It's not where it happened, so...
No, that's true.
And he was happy there with Ellen, wasn't he?
I suppose he was.
Me and Emma can make it a happy place too.
Indeed.
I can't wait to tell her.
So, you can get two different types of microlite?
Oh, yes. This is the most popular. The three-axis fixed-wing type with a conventional joystick and rudder.
Joystick? Oh, I can't wait.
Or there's the flex-wing. But that's open, so it's more weather-dependent.
Does bad weather stop you flying?
Oh, yes. If it's too windy or raining so hard we can't see...
Thank goodness it's such a lovely day.
I'll talk you through everything that's going to happen before we get in the plane.
As you can see, my son and daughter-in-law are hanging on your every word.
I hope you don't mind us sticking around.
Not at all. Then we'll get in the plane, get you all harnessed up with your headset on.
That's how you communicate?
Yes, well, we've both got a headset and a microphone.
Right. Could we take a picture before you set off?
Of course. Then we'll taxi to the hold and complete the pre-flight checks, then the safety briefing, and I'll run through the instruments with you.
I hope there aren't too many to remember.
Don't worry. You'll be surprised how quickly you get used to it. Call up to the tower to ask for clearance, and then away we go.
Oh.
Where do you take off?
We do have a tarmac runway, but usually from that little grass strip over there.
Oh, is it long enough?
Don't worry, Ruth. He has done this before, you know.
Oh, hi, Will. What is it?
Is this a good time?
Not really. We're pretty busy.
Can I come and see you at lunchtime?
Yeah, I suppose. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I've got some great news.
The plane looks so tiny, doesn't it?
Well, don't worry. The instructor's going to do the takeoff.
Wasn't he nice? He was so calm and friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see how confident and relaxed he was making Mum feel.
They're on the strip now.
Yep.
Oh, hold me hand.
Hold mine. Oh, there they go. Oh,
good luck, Jill.
Oh,
It's so beautiful up here.
Do you think you're ready now, Mrs. Archer?
Yes.
Now check the horizon. And maintain this altitude. You're doing fine.
Yes.
Look above you. All clear?
Yes.
Happy about the altitude and the airspeed?
Yes.
Now just ease the throttle. Gently, does it? There you go.
Is that me? Am I really flying it?
Yes, Mrs. Archer. You're really flying it.
Ooh. Here you are at last.
I came as soon as I could.
So, what is this wonderful news? Haven't been able to concentrate all morning.
You're going to be so pleased.
Oh, you haven't gone to chase the honeymoon, have you? Because really, I didn't mind.
No, nothing like that. I've passed my probationary period. I'm going to be head keeper.
Oh, well, that's great. Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
Oh, it's such a relief.
I thought we wouldn't know till we got back.
Oh, Brian told me special, so I wouldn't be worrying.
Oh, that was kind of him. Though it's no more than you deserve.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. You're going to be a great head keeper. Come here. Here they come.
There she is. Safe and sound.
Thank goodness.
Oh, nerve-wracking.
Don't let her hear you say that.
No, she'll be full of it. How was it, Mum?
It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Go and tell your family all about it.
Hold on a minute, Jill. Let me get another picture. Brilliant. OK.
Go on, then. Tell us all about it.
Well, I don't know if I can. It was beautiful. You have no idea how beautiful.
Could you see Brookfield?
In the distance. I saw Lakey Hill. I steered by it.
Did you?
Yes. And I banked and did a right turn.
I'm impressed.
But it's not that odd. As long as your angle with the horizon stays the same, you're perfectly safe.
Well, I'll bear that in mind.
Now, I want to go to the shop and buy my logbook.
Your logbook?
Yes. I've got to log my flight.
Don't they give you a certificate?
Yes, but I want to do it properly.
Well, if you think it's worth it, just for the one flight.
I do. Anyway, who says it's just going to be one?
What?
Counts as exercise 3 of your flying training, this flight. It's in the syllabus.
You're not seriously thinking of...
You're not going to learn to fly?
No, of course not.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
I wish you could have seen your face.
It was very nerve-wracking for us, you know.
It was a unique experience.
Good.
And I shall treasure the memory always.
And it'll mean more money, of course.
Well, I'll have to see if I can match it. It's about time Kent gave me a rise.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to be a married woman with responsibilities.
Yeah, a married couple in our own place. Won't it be fun?
Our own place? So Brian has offered you a cottage then?
Of course.
Wicked, all set up in our own home.
Well, I knew you'd be pleased.
Yeah, it's going to make all the difference.
Great, isn't it?
So where is it? I didn't realise there was another cottage going on the estate.
What do you mean, another one?
Well, I mean, obviously you couldn't expect... Will... Which cottage are you talking about?
Greg's, of course.
Greg's?
Yeah, it goes with the job.
He offered you Greg's cottage and you accepted?
Well, yeah.
I don't believe it.
It's the keeper's cottage.
Yeah, and look what happened to the last keeper who lived there.
But he didn't... I mean, it wasn't where Greg...
And that makes it all right?
It was his own. He was happy there.
Yeah, so happy. The last time he walked out of that door, it was to shoot himself. What were you thinking?
Well, I don't know. I thought he'd be all right.
How could it be?
You left it all neat and tidy.
I don't care. If it was redecorated from top to bottom, it would still be where...
Oh, I'm sorry, am I?
Look, places have an atmosphere. Did you really think I'd want to start our life together in a haunted house?
No one's ever said it's haunted.
I didn't mean... Sometimes I think you don't understand me at all.
Maybe I don't.
You could at least have asked me.
I didn't think it'd be a problem. I thought you'd be pleased.
You don't know me.
I try.
Well, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I'll go back and tell him we don't want it.
No. No, just don't do anything hasty.
I don't mind. I want you to be happy.
Yeah, I know. We'll have a think about it. Do something when we get back.
You sure?
Yeah. I might feel differently once we're married. It's going to change everything, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's just... still getting to me.
I know.
Look, it's getting busy here. I ought to get back to work.
Yeah, so should I.
Well, see you in church then.
Yeah. See you in church.
It's wedding bells for Will and Emma, but will the marriage go ahead?
What on earth is that? And where's it come from?
The postman just brought it. I suppose it's a wedding present. It's a
very funny shaped one. Who's it from?
How would I know?
Well, what's the postmark? Is there a return address?
We could just get William to open it.
Oh, yes, there is. Hang on. It's from Alf.
Ugh, bring on the sniffer of dogs.
It's not funny, Eddie. You know he's got a very peculiar sense of humour.
Oh, he's all right, Alf.
Huh?
Nice of him to send a present.
Well, depends what it is. Anyway, I ain't got time to worry about it now.
Good.
I've got so much to do. You had your bath, yeah?
Chance would be a fine thing. William's still in there.
Is he?
Yes, he is. Knocked on the door twice.
Oh, we'll leave him in peace. He wants to look his best.
Either that or he's drowning himself.
Oh, Eddie, I think it's sweet. He's so nervous.
Oh, don't see why that means he's got to hog all the hot water. You know how long that tank takes to eat up?
It's a big day for him.
Well, Dad'll need one when he's finished with Bartleby.
Oh, getting married is a serious business. Not that I'd expect you to appreciate that.
I don't see why you can't cheer up a bit more. I wasn't like this.
How would you know? You were so hungover you didn't know what you was doing.
I was not.
Miracle you didn't marry my dad by mistake.
It was the happiest day of my life. Couldn't believe I'd found the woman of my dreams. You know that.
Oh, Eddie, don't. If I start crying now...
Is no one in this house going to be a bit happy?
You can use the bathroom now if you like, Dad.
Morning, love. How are you feeling?
Oh, all right.
Oh, let me get you a bit of breakfast.
No, it's all right.
You've got to keep your strength up, lad. Big day.
I know.
Just a boiled egg, maybe.
Honestly, I'm fine. Don't think I could eat anything.
That's me done. Well, I'd better be getting down to the church.
Make sure you're back in plenty of time to change.
Yeah, I will be. Where's Christopher?
Outside, ringing a few more of his mates to gloat about his GCSEs. Oh,
will any of them be up?
Oh, we did do well. I'm hoping it'll make him change his mind and stay on for college.
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, don't bring up today, please. Of course I don't. Now, what can I do for you, love?
Well, you can tell me where you've hidden the ironing board.
What on earth do you want to iron? Well,
some of the stuff I wanted to pack last night was a bit creased.
Oh, you don't want to be doing that now.
When else am I going to do it?
Yeah, that's true.
Look, Destiny's not coming to do her hair for ages yet. Everything else we need is at Betty's.
Oh, do you know, I'm sure there's something we should be doing.
Like what, love? Chris and I can't change till we finish the quarter peel.
And I can't till Destiny's done our hair. Well,
hey, maybe we could go over to Betty a bit early.
What for?
We're just getting everyone's way.
You face it, love. You've got everything so well organised.
You and your list.
There's nothing left to do.
Good job. I've got my ironing and Dad's got his bell ringing to keep him busy.
But what am I supposed to do?
Well, that's all right, Grandad. I'll keep an ironing for you.
Hey, Bartleby's looking very spruce.
Roy, well, what are you doing here?
Oh, that trap. The coat of paint's made all the difference.
Oh, is something wrong?
No, of course not.
Then why are you here? I wasn't expecting you till later. You're not changed.
I came to see how you were doing. Not very well, apparently.
No, I'm good.
Why are you working yourself into such a state about me turning up unexpectedly?
I thought you'd lost the ring or something.
No, I haven't lost the ring. Just calm down, mate.
I'm sorry.
Deep breaths, that's the way.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
The happiest day of your life. Don't want to be too stressed out to enjoy it.
No, I don't.
See, everything's under control. There's nothing to worry about.
Oh, it's Emma.
There you are, then. She hadn't disappeared overnight either.
No.
Right, I'll leave you to it. See you later.
Yeah, see ya. Emma?
Hello, darling. Sorry, were you busy? I didn't mean to hold you up.
No, just talking to Roy. What is it?
I couldn't sleep last night.
Neither could I.
Really sorry about the way I was yesterday.
If that's how you feel about the cottage...
It isn't. It's a great chance for us. We'll be happy there.
But you said...
We'll make it happy. I'll make it happy. Don't worry, Will.
OK.
I don't want anything to spoil today.
Don't worry about it.
Right. Well, see you later. Love you.
Yeah. Love you too.
Phoebe, will you stop doing that, please? Oh,
this is chaos.
Calm down, Mum.
Leave Lily and Freddie alone.
I knew we should have come over earlier.
Yeah, what would have been the point of that? No one was here then.
Look, I can't take you to see the end.
No one's here now, are they? Where is Destiny?
I told you. She got a bit held up in the traffic.
Well, she should have started out earlier. This is a disaster.
Susan, could you do me a big favour?
Oh, anything, if it'll help.
Well, Phoebe wants Lily and Freddie to see the hens, and a bit of fresh air might calm them down a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Come on, children. Let's go and see the chickens. Come on,
that was tactful.
Can't take them while we're waiting for Destiny.
And you thought a bit of fresh air might calm my mum down too.
Yeah. And it gives me a chance to talk to you. How are you?
Don't worry, Brenda. I'm not about to do anything dramatic.
You're feeling okay?
I did get in a bit of a state yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Will told Brian Aldridge it'd be okay for us to move into Greg's cottage.
Oh, God.
No, it's fine. That's Will all over.
Yeah.
Practical, down-to-earth, solid.
Hmm.
Well, he only wants the best for me.
That's true.
He'll make a great husband and a brilliant dad.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're sure.
I am.
Oh, don't you look smart.
Keep Bartleby's head steady, Dad.
Doesn't scrub up too bad, does he?
Oh, you look very handsome yourself.
Oh, let them get off, love. Bartleby's raring to go.
You sure you took the price sticker off your shoes?
Yes, Mum.
Your dad didn't, and I was mortified.
In you get, then.
All right, come on, Will.
Oh, give me a hug.
Thanks for everything, Mum. Love you.
Oh, I love you too, darling.
Oh, don't start. Let the boy go. He's got a wedding to go to.
Right. Looks like we're all ready to go, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye, lovey.
Yeah, see you at the church.
Here we are then, love.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
You look beautiful. I'm so proud of you.
Dad, don't. You'll make me cry and then my mascara will...
Oh, look, here comes Alan. Morning, Alan.
Morning. I'm glad I've caught you.
What's the matter? Is anything wrong?
Nothing to panic about. Just a little hold-up.
Oi, what's happened?
Will's not actually in church.
Will's not there?
What do you mean he's not in church? He didn't turn up?
Yes, he's here, but right now he's sitting in the churchyard.
What the hell's he doing that for?
No, Dad, it's all right.
Well, it's not.
He wants to talk to Emma.
Well, he's chosen his moment.
Right, I'll go to him. Just wait here.
Right, thanks, Emma.
He came in and then went out? I don't understand.
Well, he wouldn't be the first bridegroom to need to calm his nerves after having a few words with his bride. I really wouldn't worry. I'm sure the ceremony will be going ahead shortly.
Well?
Oh, hello, Em. Sorry about this.
It's all right. What's the matter?
I don't think I can go through with it.
Oh, well.
Until I'm sure.
Sure of what?
That you love me. The way I love you.
Of course I do.
I don't think so.
I want to marry you.
It's not the same thing.
It is for me. We'll be happy.
That's not what you said when you rang.
It is.
You said we can make ourselves happy.
We can. I can make you happy, Will.
I don't want you to.
Oh.
I don't want you to force yourself to do it. What's the point of that?
I didn't mean...
I don't have to make myself love you, Em. I just do.
I know.
You're the first thing I think about when I wake up. And the last thing I think about before I go to sleep.
Oh, well...
Do you love me like that?
Well...
Because if you don't, it'd be better if... I'll leave you to find someone you do love like that.
No, don't do that.
Do you love me like that then, Em? Tell me the truth.
All right. Maybe I don't love you exactly like that.
I didn't think so.
But can't there be different ways of loving? Look, that's what my poem's about.
How do you love me?
I love you for the man you are, and I couldn't love you any more for that.
Is that enough?
What more could I want? You'll be a dear husband to me. And a wonderful father.
Em?
You'll make a wonderful father, Will. I'm having a baby.
What?
I'm pregnant. That's what I wasn't telling you.
But why, Em?
I didn't know how you'd feel about it.
Our baby? I can't take it in.
If it's too much, too soon, then don't feel you have to...
Don't be silly. I couldn't be more... Oh, Emma, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah. So you'll marry me then?
Well, I'd better, hadn't I?
I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful, Mum? Oh, doesn't she look radiant?
And now, Will would like to read his poem.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me whenever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Oh, Eddie, wasn't that lovely? Doesn't he look happy?
Here, take my handkerchief.
William, will you take Emma to be your wife? Will you love her, comfort her, honour and protect her, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Emma, will you take William to be your husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honour and protect him, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.